Paul died of pneumonia while at a New York hospital. He lived on the East Coast for much of his later life, but frequently came back to Wisconsin to see friends and family or take part in tributes to him. 2 years ago, while in Milwaukee, Paul paid tribute to Wisconsin residents.
The people here, they're very friendly, very kind, they're more sincere. They're just unexplainably better.
Former Waukesha Alderman Rich Cook heads a local arts group and knew Paul over the last 20 years. Cook says Paul was an internationally known musician and technical innovator, but didn't talk much about his accomplishments.
But he did enjoy talking about Waukesha and the world in general, what's happening, what's new in music.
Paul's work influenced musicians around the globe like Jimi Hendrix, The Carpenters, and more. Milwaukee guitarist and music producer Mike Hoffman says Paul opened doors for many artists.
Through his invention and through his pop culture status and his raw talent as a musician, just created a template.
Governor Jim Doyle and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett are among many political leaders praising Les Paul. A memorial service for the late guitarist is expected to be held in Waukesha. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.